Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show. Glad to have you here for the conversation. For anyone who has listened to this program for any period of time, you come to the realization that after I was born at Sparrow Hospital in southern Michigan, I made a few return visits, unexpected and unscheduled, because on occasion I would, well, frankly, stub my toe, and sometimes with some earnest. I was a guy who made frequent visits to the ER for a variety of reasons. Sometimes I needed stitches, the common stitch holding me together to this day. And a couple of years ago, as you know, I was fortunate enough to crush my own leg in a bit of an accident that I had. So I'm quite familiar with what it takes to keep people together. My next guest, very similar, Davina Davidson, a patient at Sparrow's Carson Hospital. Davina, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. Now, I'm a guy, as you've just gathered, that has a sense of adventure that oftentimes leads me back to getting, you know, some bandages and maybe a cast here and there. And now you were having an adventurous day not long ago. And do tell me, you got a little injured yourself.
Yeah, my family and I went to a trampoline park in Lansing and decided that doing front flips into the foam pit was an excellent idea at being a sedentary mom at age 41. And the front flip into the foam pit ended up with a torn ACL.
So front flips into a foam. Now, here's the first question. Did you land the flip?
Yes, sir.
See, now
successfully
that's
multiple times. It was the last time that hurt.
Yeah, all right. So you were pulling it off, you know, so you didn't sit on the couch too much. But anyhow, the last one hurt. For people that don't know what that kind of injury is like, explain to me what happened. What did it pop? Obviously you knew something had happened.
Yeah. It was a real stinging, burning sensation, and really felt unsteady, kind of walking away from the foam pit in the trampoline area. But, you know, we still continued on with mini golf, and, you know, I'm a mom. It's one of those things where I've got to keep going, and I wasn't willing to ruin my kid's day for this, what I thought was maybe a muscle pull.
So you're walking away, you're hurting, you know something's not right. Fast forward a little bit, you decide maybe it's more serious than you thought.
Yeah. I waited a couple of weeks and I did see my primary care doctor and had some x-rays and still really not getting better. Did an MRI and found out that it was a full thickness ACL tear, which the only real option was surgery.
So what does that mean? What is an ACL tear? People have all heard that, but for somebody who doesn't know, and now you obviously have an intimate understanding of it, what does it mean?
Yeah, there's a ligament right directly underneath of the kneecap that kind of holds everything together. And my ligament kind of hyperextended and completely tore in half. So from a structure standpoint, I didn't have a lot of support there.
So if you're doing front flips into the foam pit and disconnect your ACL, this is not a good thing.
Correct.
Okay, so just not a good thing. So anyhow, so you move on to the orthopedic team. And trust me, in my world, I've dealt with your orthopedic teams many, many times. All right, so you go through this process. They start doing imagery, and you realize you have a full tear. Where do you go from there? What happens next?
My primary care doctor made an appointment for me at the Sparrow Medical Group Orthopedics office, and I met with my physician, Dr. Susan Ott, and they scheduled surgery right there at Sparrow Carson Hospital.
So you didn't have to go far. So you live nearby, obviously.
Yeah, just a couple of blocks from the hospital.
Well, that sure is convenient for you. I mean, obviously, if you get injured, and no matter what the injury, whether you need short-term care in and out or you need something more involved, I guess, having a facility close to home sure does make it more convenient, more comforting for you, doesn't it?
Amazing, yes. And I was, I just knew I was going to be safe in the hands of the Sparrow Carson caregivers in the surgery and anesthesia, as well as my post-follow-up with physical therapy.
So how long does a surgery like this take? I mean, you say it's a complete tear, a full tear. Sounds like it's probably involved. They have to go in and rebuild everything, put back together what you took apart, basically, right?
Yeah. It's done orthoscopically, and I have a cadaver graft. And the surgery itself took about an hour, but, you know, the going to sleep and the waking up, some of that takes a little bit longer. But they made sure that I was, you know, pain was under control and I was safe to go home. So I was at the hospital maybe 3 or 4 hours total.
So when you're coming out, your family is there?
Yes. My husband was with me, yeah.
Right. Now, did you say any cool and unusual things to your husband when you were coming out of the... I'm just kidding. I don't care.
I was certainly hoping that didn't happen.
Yeah. Got to be careful. Your husband, you can't believe what you said when you came out of surgery. I was shocked, and so were the nurses. Now, you don't want that to happen. But it sounds like you're
smiling.
Yeah, the
nurse did tell me that I asked them if I'd had a total hysterectomy when I woke up. So I had a knee surgery, not a hysterectomy.
As long as they didn't tell your kids that. Why would you ask that? Well, look at my children. Never mind.
Right.
Just having fun with that. Yeah. Anyhow, it sounds like, I mean, you're happy you're recovered now. How long has it been?
It's been two months. So I'm still in the physical therapy phase of my recovery.
Okay, so you're still going back, and so you're still making use of other facilities through rehab and so forth through Sparrow there in Carson City, correct?
Yes, yep.
Okay, so I guess my question to you, because you sound like a pretty positive individual, Davina Davidson here, who, you know, did some front flips into the foam pit and disconnected parts of her knee that had to be put back together there at Sparrow Carson Hospital. Would you recommend other people go there, I guess, what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I absolutely would recommend. The care was compassionate, safe, efficient, and, you know, most of all, they didn't just take care of me, but they also took care of my husband and made sure that he was being informed every step of the way through my surgery. And the physical therapy and the rehab portion has been excellent. The care has been completely tailored towards what my needs are, my goals are as a crazy minivan driving mom.
Yeah, don't drive slowly in front of Davina. She's probably in a hurry to get somewhere. That's right. What I gather here. All right, so from here, how much more recovery and then a bill of clean health comes when?
It can take us several months. The next step will be conditioning and doing some balancing work. And so I hope to be riding my pedal bike maybe by the end of this week and doing some strength and conditioning. And then after that, at about 12 weeks, doctor says that I can maybe begin running.
Excellent. All right. On the pedal bike, we're going to hold off on the front flips into the foam pit for at least for now, Davina, but maybe at some time in the future. By the way, if you want to find out more, go to sparrow.org. Sparrow.org. You can find out about the Sparrow Carson team and all the other hospitals they have. 989-584-6320. 989-584-6320, the number to call. Davina, great story. Glad to have you here. And you enjoy, but be careful with your summer.
It certainly will. Thanks, Steve.
You very much. All right.